Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, I warned you earlier in the show that Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor was going to make an appearance today. Now, I believe it or not, he actually has a legitimate reason to come on today because, you know, we've been sipping this mermaid rum stuff that we have still a tiny bit left. I think it's just literally vapors are left in the bottle. Here in the studio, this mermaid rum that we've been partaking in, or I should say Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor has been drinking too much of when he stops in. But we actually have the distillers on the radio with us today to, I don't know, talk to him, or he wants to make a pitch to them.
Greg, do you ever know what's happening on your own show?
No.
And just curious.
Yeah, but I figured it, you
this
know, what
stuff
the heck?
Is delicious.
Yeah, well, you've drank enough of it that you are a connoisseur or literally laid out. I'm surprised you're even walking
right
now.
I am a rum connoisseur, and the mermaid rum is the finest I've ever tasted.
Well, Natalie from
tasted a lot.
Wild Buck Whiskey is on the phone with us now. She is there at the distillers there, and you guys are located right there by Weekiwachee. Is that right, Natalie?
Yeah, we're in Weekiwachee, Florida. And this is home of the Enjoy Spirits Distillery, Mermaid Rum, and Wild Buck Whiskey.
Wild Buck Whiskey. Now, we haven't had any of that yet, but I will tell you that I really enjoy the Mermaid Rum. It's very tasty, a little more potent than your average rum, I guess, 100 proof.
But, it is.
It'll get you there quicker, but you wouldn't realize it when you drink this stuff. It's very, very nice just to sip on.
So smooth, just like a mermaid.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that's right, Natalia, why you guys named
it. It's Natalie. Natalia.
That's okay,
it's so good. God bless you, Nelly.
Okay.
God bless you.
Oh, jeez.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, Drunken Sailor. That's what we want. We want everybody
so
happy.
So awesome.
First of all, let me apologize for him first, Natalie, okay? He's a mess. But
listen, I have Greg, while we have Natalie on the phone, I have an idea.
You do? Okay.
I'm going to pitch something. I want to pitch an advertising idea for a commercial. I have an idea.
I'm listening, buddy.
Okay, here's how it goes. Uh-oh. If you don't drink mermaid rum, you're a total loser.
Okay. It doesn't even rhyme. I mean, is it a song? Or
this is not it's not a hip-hop song.
Yeah, okay, obviously.
If you don't drink mermaid rum, you're a total loser.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea, but I don't know how that would go over, you know? I'm not sure if we call everybody a loser if they don't drink mermaid rum.
But that's the thing. Everybody will drink it.
And well, you know, I want them to drink it because they like the taste, not for what they're getting all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, they will find out. I mean, that's the whole reason why.
Okay.
Or if you don't drink it, then you have no taste.
Mm. Okay, that's a little better, but not much. Are you really trying to pitch her on an idea to market this concoction there?
I'm just spitballing, you know, whatever comes to the top of my head.
Well, you were telling me you wanted to actually be a representative or something for Mermaid Rum.
How about this one? What? Mermaid Rum, a mouthful of heaven.
Man, he's getting better.
Ah, That's a little better. That's better. What about from the, get in from a mermaid the sea. Suit, Drunken Sailor?
What, put him in a mermaid suit, Natalie?
Yeah, No,
now, wait a minute.
He wants to really help us sell. That would be perfect.
Okay, so there, she threw it out there to you, Drunken Sailor. You put on a mermaid tail.
Ooh. Yeah, I think it'd be perfect.
The Drunken Sailor as a mermaid.
Let me just say this. Only your legally blind customers would appreciate that.
Well, you would be included in
anybody
that.
Blessed with the gift of sight, not so much.
How about this? You drink mermaid rum, and even the Drunken Sailor in a mermaid tail will look attractive.
This is true. See, he just doesn't want to shave his chest. That's the problem.
I don't think he would do that. I think he would just leave it as it is.
Hey, you know what?
Okay,
I would consider it.
What would you need to expedite this? As disturbing as this mental image is in my mind right now, I'm willing to help facilitate this project.
And then we could be... Mermaid rum, smooth as my abdomen.
Oh, boy. What would you want in payment, Drunken Sailor? I mean,
oh, we're going to talk. We're down to that now.
Well, I don't know.
You want to get down to brass tacks.
Is there anything you would need?
A couple cases? I mean, I don't know.
How fast? Done deal.
Like, if you don't buy mermaid rum, the Drunken Sailor is going to show up at your door in a mermaid tail? Is that the pitch there, Natalie?
I think
it'll work. You know, I think people are looking for something a little different. Everybody knows the sailor, but what about a sailor in a mermaid tail? I think that's a fun idea.
Wow, you are twisted. I love it.
Hey, you know, we're out in the woods here. We're in the middle of 40,000 acres is where our distillery is. We have 80 acres here, and we're all about fun here. So anytime you guys want to come and visit and try out the tears, you could do that.
Well, listen, when you're talking about shaving men, keep in mind... It's mermaid rum, not Bigfoot rum.
Yeah, exactly. You haven't seen
there
this.
You go.
We need to get back to the maid part of mermaids.
Uh-huh, okay.
I would be a merman.
Yeah, you would be...
Merman, there you go. Well, merman.
But honestly, this stuff is so good. I mean, you could drink it on the rocks. You could drink it straight up. Any way you want to drink it,
yeah,
it's good.
It's true. It is true. And, you know, we have some people that love to take it, and they put it over pineapples and put those pineapples in the refrigerator and chew on them pineapples poolside, and they just love it.
Wow.
So, oh, my God.
It's a very nice idea. So if you're on the water, they're Drunken Sailor, and you need a little... pick me up, you know, and you're just tired of drinking it out of the bottle, you might try the pineapple. Give you a little more nutrients, a little more sugar in there, and it's a nice refreshing thing when you're out in the water. So maybe it's something to think about.
Tropical tasty treat.
That sounds heart healthy to me.
It does.
It's heart healthy all the way.
I love it.
You get your fruit in. It's all good. Right. Vitamin C.
Yeah.
All good.
Booze. Yeah. It is tasty stuff. Now, are you looking for a spokesperson like Drunken Sailor to represent, or do you got mermaids already lined up? What do you think?
Well, you know, we do have some mermaids in the Fort Lauderdale area that actually have a mermaid show.
Marina, whatever. Yeah. Marina.
They're at the
Rick Bar.
She's just a beautiful little lady, and her team of girls are just wonderful. They swim with our bottle down there at the B Hotel. They just do some great things. Their bar there called the Rec Bar is making some great drinks. They make a mojito there and a rum old fashioned, which sounds interesting, but it's delicious. It's really, really good.
Well,
so,
Drunken Sailor, here's
down there.
Here's
you have to try it.
Here's your chance to pitch to be a part of that team. You know, the mermaid representation team for mermaid rum. What do you think? Last chance.
I think the mermaids also need something like I could be the most interesting man in the world.
The most interesting man? No, that's been done.
He's not pitching that crap beer anymore.
Well, maybe the most uninteresting man in the world. Maybe you could do
the flip side. The most intoxicated man in the world.
Okay, you got that one.
Who's drunk?
Oh, jeez. Mermaid
rum. So how soon were you hitting it this morning at 8 o'clock this morning? Or
I have no idea. No concept of time right now.
Oh, okay.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Well, there you go. All right, I don't know. He did the best pitch he could.
Morning is whenever I wake up.
Oh, jeez.
I got you, Drunken. So, well, I tell you, if you ever need to have lunch, you could always find some mermaid cocktails also at Hooters. The local Hooters here is also carrying the Mermaid Kiss and the Treasure Chest. So If you need a little pick-me-up there, you're tired of having it straight up, you might want to try to find it there.
Oh, geez, don't tempt
me. I know where I'm going for lunch.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Mermaid Rum, check it out. You can Google it or, I don't know, what's the website there, Natalie? Where can they go?
So, sure. So, you could just go to enjoyspirits.com or you can go to wildbuckwhiskey.com. You can also like us on Facebook. But check out our website. You'll see how we do our process. We're actually growing our sugar cane now. We grow our rye grain. So it's truly spirits that are grain to glass. Unlike so many of these distilleries out there that source their whiskey and their rums, we actually make it here. We're the real deal. So
awesome.
We're going to be opening for tours hopefully in January, and we hope everybody will come out and see us.
Tasty stuff for sure, and who knows, maybe the Drunken Sailor will end up being some kind of representative in a disturbing way. I don't
made,
know.
Made in Florida and enjoyed it in my stomach.
Okay, that's another slogan.
Fair enough, buddy.
File
Fair
accordingly.
Enough. We're going to keep our deal. Two cases your way, getting a tail, so keep that in mind.
All
right.
I'm definitely doing this, Craig.
Just throwing
I'm
down the gauntlet.
Kidding.
Yes, that's what I was afraid of, that you'd take her up on that. Okay, all right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Time now for Scuba Radio's forgotten acronyms in diving history. FADH. Or as we like to call it around here, FAD.
Benevolent Operators. Oogling babes in erotic scuba gear. Boobies.
This has been Forgotten Acronyms in Diving History. FAD. On Scuba Radio.
All right, I don't even know what the hell that was. I am Greg the Dive Master. Let's see if we can get back on track. I've got him out of here. The Drunken Sailor is nowhere to be found because I gave him his bottle of mermaid rum, and he's well on his way to oblivion. So let's see if we can, you know, talk more about diving stuff. And no better person than to do that with me is my good friend Wylan. The marine artist is on the phone with us right now. Wylan, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, good to talk with you. I'm my studio here in the Florida Keys in Isle Mirada. You've been here many times. It's kind of a drinking town that has a fishing problem, so it fits right in with your scuba show.
Absolutely. Now, last week, we were planning to have you on the air, but you were planning for the Seafood Fest. I went down there on Sunday, and I saw the gang. It was nice to see everybody. You were painting stuff with kids, and it was Celebration of the Seas. That was the organization that was helping to benefit or draw attention to, or what, Weiland?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Coconut Grove Seafood Festival, a lot of great food. I brought the art and the conservation piece to it, and a lot of good people there. A lot of the usual suspects that we see, Greg, at DEMA and other places. A lot of divers there, obviously, but just a really nice event that they're bringing every year called Celebration of the Sea. And, you know, it's really about the conservation, but also, hey, let's enjoy some of these resources. Let's have fun with this. And you know, the divers see that, too. There's a real balance. Of course, we need to take care of the heart of the planet, our ocean. And obviously, us divers are on the front line, you know, to bring what we see. But to come together, you know, like-minded people that that love food and music and art, you know, it was a great event. I hope to be there next year as well.
Yeah, it was a great event, and you were nice enough to donate some awards. It had, Weiland from the Weiland Foundation, I think, and you were, you're doing all kinds of crazy stuff to draw attention to marine efforts and conserving our resources and that kind of thing. And it was a great event. A lot of people from the South Florida area were there, and they're exposed
and
to
you
these
were there.
Things.
You were there, so yeah, everybody, and now we got DEMA coming up in Vegas. And I always look forward to seeing you, Greg, and the Scuba Show. And I understand and want to congratulate you. You'll be doing your 1,000th show.
That's right. We're doing our 1,000th episode at DEMA this year.
I want to be part of that.
I hope you will be. Yeah, I mean,
I'll be there.
He's always so busy.
I'm going to be there big, we're going to be bringing, a major art exhibit of my paintings and sculptures, and then also the Ocean Artist Society and, Artists United for Oceans, and it's painters, sculptors, filmmakers, and photographers. Many will be there, and we're representing over 400 of our members of the Ocean Artist Society. And, when this group speaks on issues, regarding, ocean conservation and anything that we're concerned about, we can bring a lot of pressure. Power to whatever cause that the members are concerned about, as far as plastic in the ocean or coral reefs dying or shark finning. Actually, we could probably reach a 500 million people if all the members use their social media. So we've become quite a voice for conservation, the Ocean Artist Society, and we'll be there front center at DEMA. So I hope everybody listening will come by. I'll be painting there again live and. And it should be quite a nice event this year.
I have no doubt it will be. And yeah, you hobnob with the big guns, and really,
you bet.
He brings a lot of attention with his art all around the world, and then he's very generous with his time as well. Now, at the DEMA show, the first day on Wednesday, I was talking about this earlier on the show. 3 p.m. I'm doing my first dive after open heart surgery. Weiland, can I count on you to be one of my dive buddies? Will you come out in these pose?
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to give you mouth to mouth, though.
I would charge you for that.
I'm going to leave that to David Hasselhoff or maybe Pam.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't really going to be part of the festivities. That'd probably draw more attention, though. And see, he's always thinking about the social media benefits if we were. Forget any of that. Let's just focus on a photo op. That's all I'm really doing, is just getting all the industry people together around the Go Dive Now pool for a nice little photo op to draw attention to the fact, like, look, if I can do this, anybody can do it, and don't let life's little bumps in the road get in the way. So
think about it. If you die and you're doing what you love, which is diving, hey, you've reached the pinnacle of death, my friend.
Okay, well, yeah, there's that, of course.
You go out with a little coolness. It's like, me dying on the back of a Harley Davidson or an Indian Chief,
True.
Yeah, I might be dead, but I'll have a huge smile on my face.
Well, nice, okay. I would prefer to hold that off just a little bit longer.
Or you can do it how I really want to die, and that is be 99 years old and shot by a jealous husband. I want to be coming and going at the same moment.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. God bless them. Weiland, you are quite a queer character. I love it. But like I said, you're very generous with your time. Now, I got to ask, though, you know, you're always doing these events like Seafood Fest last Sunday. What about diving? Where you been lately? I mean, you're down there in Isla Mirada. You've just been diving locally, or what have you been doing?
I've been diving locally. I went with Slade over here, went diving with him when I first got here. I spent the summer diving at the high Arctic for 18 days with all my compadres that are with me in the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. I never thought I'd get in that. But
what was that diving like, though?
Incredible. You know, I never thought I would like, cold water. 5 years earlier, the same group with Michael Awe and the whole group, we actually went to Antarctica and spent a month diving there with leopard seals. And everybody thought that, hey, we need to see the other, ice region, the North Pole, and check on climate change. And so we've got a book and a film coming out as a group. But there's about 67 scientists and artists that were united in sharing the beauty that we artists see, in places like the Arctic. And Sylvia Earle, we were there on her birthday. Yeah, she turned 81. I've got great pictures of her. Maybe I'll send them to you. You can post them up. But
sure,
the smile on her face. And Sylvia Earle, she's 81, but she's a better diver than all of us. And she's got more energy. And, she is, her deepness, the voice of the sea. And by the way, she was very instrumental in Obama announcing that, quadruple protected area in the Pacific Ocean, by Midway and that area. So anyway, she's great. She's generally at DEMA, but to dive with her, to be her dive buddy, oh my God, priceless. Yes,
absolutely. Well, good stuff, Weiland. Thanks for everything you do. Look forward to seeing you at DEMA. And of course, if you want to follow follow his work, just go to Weiland.com. You can find everything right there, I believe. Am I right?
Yeah, Weiland.com. We have a virtual gallery. We have a foundation. We're celebrating our 23rd year anniversary of the Weiland Foundation. And we'd love to have you guys as a voice with us. And thank you, Greg, and congratulations on 1,000 shows.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it, Weiland. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, too. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, Pete from Scuba Board, connected via the web. And also on the phone right now, we have our, one of our satellite mermaids from South Florida, Mermaid Christina. Christina, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Greg?
I am good. You know, we saw Christina at Bugfest, and she was... I don't know. She wasn't really a scuba radio mermaid at the time, but we're trying to recruit her slowly but surely because she, you had a good time down there at Bugfest in Fort Lauderdale a few months ago. Am I right? Right?
Oh, yeah. Loved it.
Yeah. Well, you met our crew, and you're still talking to us today, which is better than some. You hear what I'm saying? Or do you?
Oh, yeah. That's a good sign, Greg. That's a good sign.
That's a good sign. All right. So Christina also is not only just a mermaid at various events, but you are a photographer extraordinaire, right? And you've been trying to make this underwater photography skill that you have and turn it into turn your passion into your profession. Am I right, Christina?
You're absolutely right.
And you have a new website. And we're going to talk about that and some of the diving things that you have planned. Are you willing to share with us today a little bit? Will you do that much?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anything you want me to share. I'm an open book.
You're an open book. What color mermaid tail are you wearing today, by the way? Can you share that? Or would you rather keep that to our imagination?
That's going to be a secret.
That's going to be a secret.
I can't tell you that. That's a secret right now.
Okay. All right. She can't tell us that much, but she will tell us where she's going. She's planning to go dive with whales. A certain type of whales. Care to take a guess there, Bubble Boy?
What Josie type? Whales?
No, it wouldn't be Josie Whales. I think he's dead. I think he, isn't he?
I think so.
Still living. You care to make another guess? I know, Jerry, what do you think? What kind of whale do you think she's going to go diving with? You have a guess?
Humpback whale.
Humpback. He says humpback. Bubble boy?
Pete? How about a upright whale?
An upright. See, I can't get nothing seriously out of him. Pete, you got a guess or no? He's like thinking about it. Dramatic pause.
He'll probably come back with sperm whale.
Oh, of course he would. Of course he would. I don't think that's correct. We'll find out what it is exactly next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
I can't believe them dumbass white people out in the middle of the ocean scuba diving. Shoot, you ain't gonna get me scuba diving. I'm gonna tell you that damn much right now. I'm too damn fat. I'd mess around and feed all them sharks if I went scuba diving.
If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you. If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you, cause it's my ocean too. So please keep it clean, cause I can be wicked mean, and I got sharp teeth. And if I realize that you don't care about the sea, well that means you don't care about me. Oh well, that's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll just rip you in bloody half this time.
Oh, that's not
if
nice.
I was a great white shark.
Yeah. Rah! Andy Cassegrave, a good guy. And a lot of his work can be seen on Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. I think he just had a birthday this week. So happy birthday, Andy. All right. So we have Christina, Mermaid Christina, on the phone with us. Now, I wanted to bring her on. I hadn't really talked to her on the radio yet. We met each other at Bugfest this last event season. And she was there as a part of her own pod. I don't know. What were you guys doing down there at Bugfest exactly, Christina? Do you know? Or just
yeah, I was there with Kim Porter, the mermaid lady. I was one of her model mermaids.
Uh-huh.
So we were hanging out and just having a good time as mermaids.
Yes.
You know, people love mermaids, and I realize that everyone loves to buy a mermaid a drink.
They do. I think our group included. I think that's where we got to know Christina.
Yeah, that's how we met.
Her pod of mermaids. They're like, hey, of course, yeah, you know, if they're mermaids, they're part of our team. And we kind of, you know, brought them into our pod of non-condensed, what's the right word? What is it, Bubble Boy?
Uncondensed milk?
Yeah. No, I don't know. What is wrong with you? He's been drinking mermaid rum.
Yes.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, no is right. All right, but let's talk about you. Christina, first of all, you do have a new website, so let's get that out there. What is it? What is the website?
It's my initial cbphotography.com.
Okay, CB.
So I have my metal print on there. Yep, cbcphotography.com.
Okay. And metal prints. What are metal prints exactly? Explain.
They are aluminum metal. So that is actually the highest quality print that you can get. They have a box mount on the back. So they come raised off the wall. They're beautiful in person. It's so hard to try to explain what they look like or even to look at them on the website. It's really something you have to see in person.
Okay. But you do have pictures of them up on your website, cbphotography.com. But they're metal prints. I really haven't heard about this. But, I mean, I see the pictures on the website. They look pretty nice. I mean, these are underwater photos that you took over your years of diving experiences, I guess, or what?
Oh, yeah. I've been diving for 9 years now. I'm a dive master. Yep.
Sweet. All right. So, Christina, the dive master. Excellent. And but the metal prints are just real high quality, perfect for hanging and just making your living space look that much cooler, especially if you like underwater critters like yourself and I and everybody listening right now, I guess. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can actually put them outside. I know a lot of people, especially in South Florida, like to decorate their patio. There are UV inhibitors in the print. So I wouldn't recommend putting it in direct sunlight for obvious reasons, but they can even go outside.
How about that? Yeah, and make it easier for a burglar to steal them from your abode. which these are really nice prints. I mean, I got to say, the photography is excellent. You got a nice little turtle shot there. And then there's a few other things you have, like you can get an iPhone case and some other like things like that, where you take your photos and you put them on this stuff and order it. So once again, it's cbphotography.com. You can check out Christina's stuff as she tries to turn her
photography.com.
To turn her passion into her profession. God bless her for it, and I hope you do well with that, Christina. Now let's talk about your diving. So I mentioned that you're getting ready to dive with some whales, and those the type of whales you're planning to go dive with are what?
Orcas,
killer whales.
Whales in their natural habitat.
Which would
Free
be where?
Willy.
Free Willy. Okay, so, where? Where are you going?
Free Willy. Mm-hmm. I'm flying over to Norway. I'm going all the way up north. And I am doing an expedition with Amos and Amanda Cotton. We're traveling through the Lofoten Islands, and we're getting in the water with orcas.
Wow. So you're doing one of Amos Nutchum's big animal trips. Is that it?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes,
so
I got lucky. I got lucky because he had a cancellation.
Ah, yeah.
He's booked for a long time.
Absolutely. Amos is an awesome dude, and he's done some just crazy, insane things. Matter of fact, they're making a movie about him right now, and I don't know where that is as far as production-wise, but I know he has a team that is working on filming his adventures and turning it in to what it's like to be Amos and travel around the world and dive with big animals and take pictures of them. And, I mean, he does some insane stuff right up close to some very, very big animals. So, Norway, do you know what the diving is going to be like that there? I mean, I'd assume that's pretty cold water diving. Have you done some of that or what?
I've been mentally preparing myself for the cold.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was in Iceland last year. I did the tectonic rift. So the water is going to be similar to that. It's going to be very cold. It's dry suit weather.
Yeah. So you have a dry suit, I assume, then, or no?
I'm actually renting one. Since we live in Florida, I never use a dry suit, so I have to rent it.
Okay. Yeah, I have a dry suit myself. It's the driest dry suit on the planet because it's never been in the water.
Okay.
Yeah, I just haven't been bold enough to take that.
Warm water wuss.
Yeah, I'm a warm water wuss. You fall into that category, as most mermaids do, I believe. Am I right, Christina?
Yeah, I prefer warm water.
Yes, yes. But, for the chance to see orcas in the wild in Norway, you're willing to take the plunge. And how cold will the water be? Do you have any idea or no? What do you think?
It's...
Guess? Range? 50s, 60s?
50s, 60s.
Cold.
Yeah?
Just about,
frickin'
cold.
Okay.
Iceland was freezing, so it was about 30, 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Did the dry suit do it for you? Was that enough to make it comfortable and you were fine, or what?
It was okay.
Yeah, it was still
it was
a little nippy.
But the problem was my toes were already cold because I flew in overnight, and I was wearing sneakers, and then it started snowing, of course, so I couldn't feel my toes before I got in the dry suit. And then I told them, I was kind of freaking out. I'm like, I can't feel my toes. Is this okay? And they're like, oh, well, it's only going to get worse from here. Don't worry. And I'm kind of freaking out. Like, I can't feel my toes. But yeah. I'm looking at the tectonic rift, and I'm like, I can't be a baby. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Even if I lose my toes, I'm doing it. So
what
I
is
put
that?
On the dry suit.
Okay, go ahead.
And I got in the water, and they told us the first thing that goes is your hands. So I was prepared.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, my friend Lewis was with me, and he's like, are you cold? Are you cold right now? And he was shaking, and I'm spinning around in the dry suit. It was my first time ever in a dry suit, so I felt like a fat kid just spinning around in the water, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It started snowing on us, so I'm playing with the snow, spinning around, and then my hands went numb.
Yeah.
And I was holding my GoPro, and they told us the tectonic rift is a camera graveyard. And now you know why. Your hands go numb, you drop your camera, so I'm telling my brain, so tell my hands, don't drop the GoPro, don't drop it.
Right.
So I'm holding on to it, swimming around, and then my lips went numb. And my lips swelled up so big, it looked like Jay-Z's lips.
Wow.
So
looked like Jay-Z's lips,
water,
oh my.
Drooling like crazy.
Yeah, all right.
But hey, I loved every minute of it. We were in the water about 45 minutes, and I would have stayed longer. It was one of the most amazing dives ever.
Really?
It's only a scenic dive. You don't see any fish, no animals, but it's just so incredible. It's the only place in the world you can touch North America and Europe at the same time.
Got it. So it's the tectonic plates that overlap each other or create this little crevice, right, or something?
In Iceland, yeah.
In Iceland. Yeah, I think Pup, the scuba cowboy and mermaid Tiffany did that.
Yeah, Pup did that.
Yeah. So, yeah, how big of a crevice was it? I mean, do you remember?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Interesting. But you can swim from one edge to the other and say, hey, I'm in North America.
Her brain was froze.
Well, you went through
exactly.
it.
Her eyes went numb.
Yeah. Yeah.
You went through it. Okay, yeah. You dove down through the crack, so to speak, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that doesn't sound too good, but it was fun.
Okay. Well, it could be a lot of fun, depending on your perspective, I guess. But, yeah, it sounds like a fun time. And hey, you were cryogenically preserved, it sounds like, for at least that dive, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Borderline frostbite. That's usually what happens when you can't feel your fingers. It's hyperthermia or frostbite. But whatever. As long as you get to see something cool, it doesn't matter. That stuff comes back, I guess.
Well, I think I have some kind of tissue damage in my toes because every time I get cold, my toes will go numb and they kind of hurt.
Yeah.
But,
well, hey.
I mean, I'm okay. I still have them.
Well, you're a mermaid. You're a mermaid. You don't need feet or toes anyway.
Yeah, I have a mermaid tail.
Exactly. So you're fine. Well, Christina, appreciate the words of, you know, this gives us something to look forward to. I want to hear what your dive with the orcas was like, and wish you luck with your photography project. That's cbphotography.com, okay? Thanks for checking
definitely.
In.
Thank you so much.
You got it. No worries. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both. Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy with me in the studio. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Pete from Scuba Board connected via the web. Before I forget, Christina's website, I don't think we heard her correctly, because it's cbcphotography.com, so it's CB, letters C, B, and then C, S-E-A, like the C, photography.com. So there you go. Now you have the proper website to go check out her photos and that metal lark she was talking about in the previous segment. Good stuff for sure. Also, Crockett has tried to reach out to us via our SpeakPipe app that is right there on the homepage at scubaradio.com. Crockett, we're getting your voicemails, but we can't understand a damn word you're saying. I don't know. There's sometimes that doesn't seem to work well if you're just using your phone, but there is a way for you to preview the audio before you send it to us. And I think he's having a problem with his internet connection. I believe what I got out of the digital gibberish was something to the effect that, hey, if you're diving with sharks in a cage or on are doing some cave diving with folks like, you know, Pete from Scuba Board, it just know your limits and dive within your limits. I think he was referring back to some of the stuff we were talking about with, you know, those incidents, those accidents that we were referring to earlier in the big show today. So there you go. And if you want to get on the air, just do what Crockett did. But make sure you listen to it first. There's a little thing to preview your clip, your audio thing that you record before you send it to us to make sure it recorded properly on your device, whether it's your desktop computer, your phone, or whatever. But it's pretty convenient when it works. So there you go. All right. So before we wrap it up today, I know Jerry is planning for DEMA. Pete, you're going to be there, I assume, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now, are you going to join me in the pool for my return
sure.
to diving? You ready for it?
Did I you can see? Even do a refresher for you.
Well, you could. I mean, I don't know. We're only diving
breathe
to
in,
4 feet.
Breathe out, repeat.
Okay. That works, too. That works. Actually, you know what I had to do this week is I had to get my paperwork in line because now that I have this... you know, this issue of having open heart surgery, I have to mark yes on my medical form, which means I have to get permission from a doctor because if I try to get on a dive boat and I say that, you know, yes, have you had chest surgery? Yes. Okay.
Well, thank you for doing that.
What do you mean? Thank you.
Too often people lie on
well,
that
true.
Form thinking they could get past, and it's not right. It's not right for us. It's not right for them.
Don't get me wrong. I could definitely lie. But the problem I have is I have this scar that is straight up and down in the middle of my chest.
I'll pose as your doctor.
Oh, here. I thought you were talking about the one on your face.
Yeah, well, there's that. But the one on my chest, I don't know if they're going to buy the fact that, or my story that I was in Alaska and I got stabbed by a narwhal, that they're going to buy that. And they're going to say, no, that looks like you had some kind of heart issue. Oh, you got me. So, yeah, I'm going to tell the truth, but I just have to get this form filled out. So I filled it out, and I've sent it to my cardiologist. She's going to look at it and sign it properly and say, yeah, he's good to go. And then I'll have that, and then I'll have a hard copy. I'll have it on my phone. I'll have it everywhere I can get it easily for the dive boats and anyone who requires such stuff. It's just one more hoop I'm going to have to jump through. To dive now, which, once you do it,
but it's not a big hoop.
What do you mean it's not a big hoop? It's a pain in the butt.
Well, as long as you've got your documents and all your paperwork in line, present it, and it should be no problem.
Well, once you've done it, you've done it. You got it handy, and that's the thing, you know? So,
there it is. No big hoop.
No big, okay. It's a small hoop. Small little hurdle to jump over.
Or you could tell them you cut yourself shaving.
No, that would be an awful gash, wouldn't it? You know,
and you were driving at the time.
Well, the narwhal story, I do believe that is the best. For some reason, some guy told it to last week, said, well, so you got stabbed by a homosexual narwhal. And I'm like, why does it have to be a homosexual? What does that have to do with anything? It's just a narwhal. I don't know if it had anything to do with a guy narwhal or a female. Why did we have to get that detailed? So, I don't know.
It's all in the details, Craig.
Maybe that's what it was. He figured if you got that more, if you got more descriptive, it'd be an easier sell.
It was a transgender narwhal.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a fluke.
It's a fluke. That's hilarious. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. Where are you headed before DEMA? Pete, are you doing any diving before we head out to Vegas yourself or no? Are you done for a while?
I actually have a paraplegic student that I'll be teaching between now and DEMA. That takes a little bit longer than most students. I don't know that I'll finish by DEMA.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to that. That should be really fun.
Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, who are you teaching that through? Is that a dive heart thing?
It, you mentioned him earlier. Yeah, I'm a dive heart instructor. I'm a huge dive heart supporter.
Yeah.
They're great.
Well, you download that Vivid Pick software that I was talking about earlier in the show, and now through the end of the year, you get 10% off if you use the coupon code. What?
Vivid Picks is awesome stuff.
Well, there you go. You got it. But if you use that coupon code, ScubaRadioDH, you'll get 10% off the software, plus 10% will be donated to Dive Heart. They're kind of helping us out.
That's great.
For that little pool dive we're going to do at the DEMA show.
It's Vivid Picks, Pete, not Vivid Videos.
Oh, jeez.
Vivid Picks.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. You know where their mind is. Way deep down in places they shouldn't be.
No,
down
it's
in
not
the
deep.
Crevices.
It's kind of shallow, actually.
Yeah. Well, okay.
The gutter.
Yeah, definitely.
They need bleach in their gene pool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no doubt about it. All right, well, good stuff indeed. I look forward to having all of you guys there at the DEMA show with me to dive in the pool. And I know I can count on everyone except Bubble Boy, because he's not coming.
Yeah.
Unless you change your mind. You're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Shame, shame, shame. We know your name.
He may change his mind. You never know. It could happen. All right, and that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
That's it, yeah. Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.